for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. The number of available licensed intensive care unit beds in Riverside County has dwindled to zero under the onslaught of the recent surge in new coronavirus cases. Riverside County health officials reported 6,741 newly diagnosed coronavirus cases and 13 virus-related deaths over the weekend on Monday. The ICU figure includes both COVID-19 and non-COVID-19 patients. Officials announced Monday Riverside County should receive more than 14,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine against COVID-19 by the end of this week. According to the Riverside University Health System, the initial shipments of vaccines are slated to arrive Friday and will be distributed to local hospitals and public health clinics. Altogether, they number about 24. The size of the shipments will be anywhere from 14,000 to 15,000 vials. Officials will be providing additional details during the board's meeting this morning. California's presidential electors cast all of the state's Electoral College votes for Democrats Joe Biden and Kamala Harris this Monday afternoon.
For Joseph R. Biden of Delaware, a Democrat, ayes 55, noes 0.
California's 55 votes pushed the ticket over the required 270-vote threshold to officially secure the White House. Congress will meet to certify the votes in early January. The electors were appointed by Democrats and included elected officials like San Diego Assemblywoman Shirley Weber and Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg. But the electors weren't just politicians. The executive producer of the sitcom Big Bang Theory, Bill Prady, also cast a vote. Try recycling rather than throwing away Christmas trees after the holidays for the benefit of the environment, Riverside County officials said yesterday. According to the Department of Waste Resources, residents can ensure trees are turned into nutrient-rich mulch by participating in the agency's curbside pickup program or taking them directly to the Badlands and Lamb Canyon landfills east of Moreno Valley. The recycling program involves turning trees into chips and combining them with food waste from the Smith Correctional Facility in Banning to create compost that enhances the soil onto which it's poured. Trees must be stripped of decorations, including lights and tinsel, before they can be recycled. Flock trees are not accepted and are supposed to be chopped up and put into trash receptacles. Most trash haulers serving Riverside County retrieve trees for recycling in the two-week period after Christmas. This holiday season, the Riverside Police Department wants to remind the public about the importance of being safe and sober when you're driving. While the COVID-19 pandemic is changing how we celebrate the holidays, the Riverside Police Department is dedicated to keeping the public safe and urges people to stay at home or use a designated sober driver if you plan to drink. Starting December 14th to January 1st, 2021, the Riverside Police Department will have officers on patrol looking for drivers suspected of being under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs. The enforcement effort is part of a national campaign, Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over, intended to show zero tolerance for impaired driving and keep the roads safe. The Riverside Police Department reminds the public that impaired driving is not just from alcohol. Prescription medications, over-the-counter drugs, and marijuana can also impair judgment, especially in combination with alcohol and other drugs. Do your research and understand how certain drugs you may be taking could affect your driving ability. Due to COVID-19, the state of California is asking residents to avoid large gatherings for the holidays to mitigate the spread of the virus. Funding for this program is provided by a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety through the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wadd.